Do you want to increase the views on your reels? I'm sure you do. That's why you're here. And that's why I'm about to share with you my 20 top strategies for increasing the amount of views and reach that your reels are receiving. And I'm going to let you know right now that each one of these 20 strategies is going to get increasingly more advanced. So if the first few seem a little bit beginner to you, stick around until the end because you might just learn something that will blow your mind.
Instagram is a beast. There is no lie that every single week the algorithm changes, there's a million new features, there's so much to keep track of, so much you have to worry about, and all you're trying to do is grow your business, trying to get more customers and make more sales on Instagram. That is why we created the Insta Club Hub to help you learn exactly what you need to know to stay up to date with the changes that are actually relevant to you as a business owner and to help you grow your following and customer base on Instagram. You can check it out, best part, for only $7. You can join a 2-week trial for only $7. That's 50 cents per day for 2 weeks. And all you have to do to grab that trial offer is go to instaclubhub.com/trial. Again, that link will be down in the description. But right now, while you're listening, you can just open up your Safari browser or whatever internet browser you use and just go to instaclubhub.com/trial. Before we even get into this list, there are a few things that we need to get out of the way. First of all, I recommend that all of your reels be related to your niche. Who is the specific demographic of follower who you're trying to attract, and what is the specific topic you are going to be talking to them about? You need to have that ironed out before we start posting reels. If you're just posting reels about any random things, you might occasionally have reels that do well, but ultimately you're not going to be attracting any specific kind of follower, and those followers are never likely going to be transitioning from followers into actual customers. So it really all starts with and boils down to having a niche. But with that being said, it's also important to note that your reels views are always going to be declining unless you are actively bringing in new followers. Why is that? Well, let's think about the math using simple numbers. If you gain 100 followers, then on the day that those 100 followers follow you, they're all at the peak of their engagement. That was the day that they found your content, that they scrolled through your page, they liked what they saw, and they decided to follow for more. But each day after that, a certain percentage of them will drop off. They will either stop using Instagram, they'll stop using Instagram as actively, they'll stop looking at your posts, the algorithm will stop showing them your posts, they might get logged out of their account, they might get hacked. There are so many reasons why people's use of Instagram is going to change over time. If someone follows you, that's when they are most engaged. So, over time, if you're not actively adding in new followers, your views are going to be consistently going down. And that's one of the huge challenges that so many people are facing right now is that they're not growing their following. Your following has stayed stagnant, thus causing your views to continue to slightly decline over time. And that decline in views means that you're reaching less people, which means that you have less opportunities to gain new followers, which means that this cycle is just going to continue to repeat itself. So we have to start using strategies that help our reels reach new people, that allow us to actually connect with a broader audience and bring in new followers so that our views can go up and this cycle can start to feed into itself in a positive direction rather than continuing going downhill. Strategy number one for increasing your reels views is including a hook at the beginning of your reel. Like I said, relatively simple. I will give you a pro tip here, and that's to start using negative hooks occasionally in your reels. Studies have shown that when using a negative word such as stop or avoid or don't do this or stay away from this can grab people's attention. It's our human nature to pay more attention to the negative things than the positive things. My caveman brain is way more likely to notice the one tiger rather than the 300 cute cuddly squirrels that I've walked by. I need to pay attention to the thing that is going to harm me. And so using these negative words at the beginning of your reel can be a great way to grab people's attention. But like I said, just do this occasionally. If you start to overuse these negative words, then your reels can kind of become white noise as everything is negative, everything is stop, everything is avoid, and so nothing is really that serious, nothing is really that negative. But if you're looking for a number, I would recommend approximately a quarter of your direct-to-camera talking head style reels starting with some sort of negative word. Strategy number two for increasing the views on your reels is to use calls to action. Calls to action are as essential as it gets for your Instagram reels, and they can directly lead to more views. And that's because it's the algorithm's job to make sure that your reels are seen by the people who want to engage with it. If your reel is very engaging and people are engaging with it, then it's keeping people on Instagram, which means Instagram can sell more ads or sell ads for more money. They make more money as a business. And in turn, they want to make sure that those kinds of reels, the really engaging ones, are seen by more people. So one of the most reliable ways to increase your engagement is to simply ask people to engage. I'm going to practice right now by asking you to leave a thumbs up if you've already found it beneficial or useful. When you tell people to do something, they are so much more likely to do it. I know we might like to dream and assume that our followers are super engaged and they're smart enough to know to like our videos and they're paying enough attention to know to save if it's valuable, but ultimately, most people are scrolling through Instagram or scrolling through social media in general very mindlessly, not super consciously. And so when you tell them what to do, their subconscious brain, their kindergartner brain is like, okay, yeah, I'll do that. I'll like this video. I'll save this video. So ask people for the engagement that you want to receive. My pro tip for calls to action is rather than placing them in the caption, which studies have shown less than 50% of people will even read, or placing them at the end of your video, like most people do, place them somewhere in the middle, if not towards the front of your video. Recently, I've been experimenting adding my call to action immediately after my video's hook, and it's been cool to see the increase in engagement that I've received because of that. Strategy number three for increasing the views on your reels is to share your reels to your Instagram story. When you share your reels to your Instagram story, any views that your stories receive that 24-hour period will count on your reel. So if you share your reel to your story, you get 300 views on that specific story that day, then your reel will get 300 additional views. Now, I do want to give you a word of caution here, and it really depends on what your strategy is. But according to Instagram's CEO, people, the Instagram users, aren't the biggest fan of seeing reels or seeing any content really shared to stories. It's generally a negative experience, something people don't enjoy seeing. And so because of that, oftentimes when you're sharing a post from your feed to your stories views will go down during that period, but your reels views will increase during that period. So it's kind of a, which one do you want? Do you want to keep your story views where they're at, relatively high? Or if you're sharing a post from your feed to your stories, maybe you're okay with having a dip in story views, but it's worth it because you're going to be getting more views on that specific reel. Pros and cons. I didn't plan on these first three strategies each having a pro tip, but there is a pro tip for this third strategy as well. And that's when you're adding the reel to your stories or when you're sharing it to your stories, add an engagement sticker as well. So there's that slider bar that Instagram offers. There's the little emoji sticker. You could run a poll or have some sort of quiz on that specific story. And I find that this is a great way to keep people engaged with the story themselves and even to build curiosity towards your reel. Let's say your reel was a very educational reel where you were sharing some sort of surprising fact or you were dispelling a myth. You could run a poll on that Instagram story and ask people to vote what they think the correct answer is. And if the answer is surprising or if most people are getting the answer wrong, it might create curiosity or create more of a reason for that story viewer who got the answer wrong to then want to watch your full reel and figure out what the right answer is or why you're saying that they were wrong. So running some sort of poll or quiz on your stories with the reel that you've also shared to your stories is a good way to increase the views on that story and thus increase the amount of views that you're getting on the reel. I did want to let you know that if you want all of my advanced tips and strategies for growing on Instagram, not just random advice for growing on reels that might work for you, I would recommend joining our Insta Club Hub. The Insta Club Hub is the premier Instagram destination. It is the last Instagram resource you will ever need. You'll never have to join another course. You'll never have to hire another coach. You'll never even have to download another free PDF. The Insta Club Hub has all of that for you. From trainings to free post ideas to Q&As to expert coaching, all of that is included in the Insta Club Hub. And you can join now and try it out for 2 weeks for just $7. Click on the link down below in the description or visit instaclubhub.com/trial and you'll get to join for, again, less than $10 and check it out for 2 weeks. See everything that we have to offer, attend one of our live trainings on advanced subjects, listen to our most recent updates on what the latest Instagram news is, check out this week's trending audios that we recommend you use, and see if the Insta Club Hub is all that it's cracked up to be. You can join now again by visiting instaclubhub.com reelsbook.com/trial. Let's get back into the list though. Tip number four for increasing your Reels views is to improve your camera quality. Now, for most of us, what I'm not going to recommend you do is go out and buy a fancy camera. That's not the solution. Before we do that, first of all, let's just make sure to always clean off our camera lens before pressing record. I can't tell you how many times my mom specifically, and so I'm going to generalize this to women more broadly, you'll have like a makeup stain on your camera lens or a slight smudge on your camera lens, and it creates a little glare or it reduces the video quality. So ladies especially, make sure to wipe off your camera lens. But I know that even myself, sometimes I'll have these little tiny smudges on my camera lens, which create a distortion in the video, even just a slight glare from any lights in the room. So just make sure to always clean off your camera lens. My second tip for improving your camera quality is to simply use the back camera on your device rather than the front-facing selfie camera. I know you're tempted to use the front-facing camera so that you can see where you're at and position yourself accordingly, but the back camera is oftentimes far better quality. And what I like to do is just use my watch, connect my watch to my phone so that I can actually use my watch as a viewfinder, and then I can easily position myself exactly where I want, but still use the back-facing camera so that I have maximum quality. And then my third tip is to actually go into your phone settings and make sure that you are shooting at the highest possible resolution. That way you have the ability to shrink the file in the future, the ability to crop in, the ability to make all of these edits, and not worry about your video getting progressively worse and worse quality. Another thing to consider in terms of camera quality is just the brightness of your video. Brighter videos can get up to 60% more engagement on social media. So just consider standing near a window, maybe investing in a ring light or a soft box light, just to brighten up your videos a little bit. Tip number five for increasing your Reels views is to focus on audio quality. Audio is half of video, yet so many people, myself included, often forget about audio. In fact, for my first few years of growing on Instagram, I didn't use a mic and I didn't pay very much attention at all to audio quality. And looking back at some of those old videos, it's really jarring. You can hear bad echoes, you can hear inconsistent audio across clips, or you can just hear general distortions within my audio. And audio, like I said, is 50% of video, so it's vastly important. We spend so much time, energy, money, and effort focusing on the video quality, and is it 4K? Is it the highest resolution? Is it crispy and clean? Is the background super blurry, but the foreground super in focus? And we forget that you can, for about 10 or 15 bucks, buy a microphone off of Amazon, have it delivered the next day, and that alone will significantly increase the quality of your videos and thus the amount of views that they're likely going to receive. In fact, I've had this little microphone right here from Amazon for about the last 7 years, and I don't even think they sell it anymore, but it's just a cheap microphone and it still works, and it's still the primary microphone that I use when I'm recording my reels anywhere besides this desk. With audio in mind, though, it's important to note that the majority of Instagram viewers watch their reels on mute. In fact, some studies suggest that 4 out of 5 Reels viewers will be watching with their volume turned off. And so this tip is to include closed captions in every single reel that you make. And the great thing about closed captions is not only do they make your reels more accessible to anyone watching Instagram, whether they have their audio on or not, whether they even can listen to your audio or not, but the second reason why closed captions are so awesome is that they can be used strategically to improve the engagement quality of your video or the attention-grabbing qualities of your reel. For closed captions, my two favorite apps, and no, this is not sponsored in any way, are number one, CapCut, or number two, Mix Captions. Speaking of the text on your screen, though, tip number seven for increasing your Reels views is to limit the amount of text on the screen at one time. Generally speaking, there's a few rules of graphic design that you don't want to break in your reels unless you're breaking them strategically or creatively or intentionally. Those rules generally are that any sort of title or headline is going to go up above your head. If you're labeling yourself or labeling a character in the reel, that's going to go above your head. Closed captions usually are going to go below your head, usually right below your mouth or right below your chin. And any other text, generally speaking, you're going to want to keep it towards the center of the reel. Oftentimes, we're tempted to squeeze a bunch of different text onto the screen, and some of it's rainbow colored, some of it's this font, and then a different font over here, and some of it's at an angle, and some of it's bigger and smaller. But really, that can be jarring for our audience and make it tougher for them to consume our content. So generally speaking, I try to limit my amount of text to two different bubbles or two different pieces of text on the screen at one time. Any more than that can start to be too much. Tip number 8 for increasing your Reels views, and this one might surprise some people, especially coming from me, so stick with me for just a second. Tip number 8 is inconsistency. In fact, intentionally being inconsistent with your Reels. Now, hold on. Let me explain exactly what I mean by that. Really, what I'm saying here is that if you want to significantly increase your Reels views and get more views post after post, then it might be beneficial for you to post less frequently, aka less quantity, but instead to focus on quality. Now, I am a champion of the phrase, the more you post, the more you grow. And I am a firm believer that generally speaking, your focus should be on quantity, because I believe that when you focus on quantity, you could also say that you're focusing on practice. And as you practice more, as you post more, you will improve and your quality will naturally get better over time. And studies have shown that as you post more, oftentimes you will be reaching more people overall and you will be growing more. But the distinction here is that typically when you post more, each individual post will reach less people. Let me say that again. As you post more, each post will likely get less views, but your overall account views or your overall accounts reached will increase. But with that in mind, if your specific reason is to increase the views of your individual reels and to get more people interacting, engaging, and watching each one of your individual posts, then it might behoove you to post less frequently, but instead focus on quality. Now, of course, if you're new to making Instagram Reels, if you don't know how to make great content yet, it's going to be quite challenging and quite time-consuming to make a high-quality post without a lot of practice. So you might want to temporarily focus on quantity and then shift your focus to quality as you get better. But if you're someone who already has a good grasp of how to make a quality reel, then it might be more beneficial for you to, instead of posting multiple times a day, to post once a day or even every other day or even less frequently than that, if it's going to mean that you can maintain a more consistent level of quality.
Well, as you know, Instagram is all about reels. And I don't know if you're like me, but sometimes you're just like, I don't have the creativity today. I don't have any idea what is working right now in terms of reels. I mean, it can be very frustrating. Things are always changing. So I want to share with you a free tool, a free resource. It's a Reels template. Brock and I created this together. It gives you 10 simple to use templates for Reels. Basically, you'll see an example, you'll get the audio that you use. It will give you both a video instruction so you can see what you're supposed to do, plus also written instructions. Because if you're like me, you're like, wait, I really need this broken down. If that sounds like something that you need, again, it's free. It's a tool that I want to share with you. And you can grab it right now by going to instaclubhub.com/10reels. Again, that's instaclubhub.com/10reels. Reels is spelled R-E-E-L-S. And as always, the link is in our show notes.
So you might want to temporarily focus on quantity and then shift your focus to quality as you get better. But if you're someone who already has a good grasp of how to make a quality reel, then it might be more beneficial for you to, instead of posting multiple times a day, to post once a day or even every other day or even less frequently than that, if it's going to mean that you can maintain a more consistent level of quality. Again, there are pros and cons to each strategy, and you're going to have to know yourself, and ultimately you're going to have to test within your own account to see if less frequent posting, also known as more inconsistent posting, leads to more views for you. It may not, but it's worth a shot. Tip number 9 for increasing your Reels views, and we're starting to get a little bit more advanced here as we're entering into the second half of this top 20, but it is to use a variety of angles for your Reels. Whether you are doing a lip sync reel, whether you are doing a behind the scenes reel, or if you are most specifically doing a direct to camera talking head reel, having multiple angles creates a feeling of higher quality and a dynamic viewing experience. Think about whenever you're watching a movie or a TV show, there are oftentimes multiple camera angles of even just one person having one single monologue. Oftentimes, you'll see a cut every single sentence between different camera angles, even though you're still just looking at the same person. So a way that I would recommend doing this is essentially film your entire reel from one camera angle, and then film the entire reel again from a separate camera angle, if you only have one camera. Of course, if you have two cameras, you could just set them both up to record at the same time and then cut between both of them. That would probably save you more time, but it would also cost you more money. But having multiple camera angles or having multiple cuts, which we'll talk more about in just a second, is a great way to increase the views on your reels. Tip number 10 for increasing your reels views is to eliminate dead air. Dead air is any time you pause, or you're thinking, or you're slowing down your speech, or you say or ah, or like. These words are very useful and normal in conversational English, but when you are watching a video on Instagram, unless it's your specific style, tone, and pace that you're going for, most of the time, people want you to eliminate those ahs, pauses, because they are opportunities for people to get distracted or to lose interest. Generally speaking, I like to eliminate all of those different moments from my reels so that my reels are much more engaging throughout, and I avoid those momentary interrupts where someone might get distracted or might be tempted to keep scrolling. With time and practice, you will oftentimes naturally eliminate these things from your recordings, but when you're first getting started, the easiest way to do it is just to edit them out in the editing phase. Look for any time that your audio waves kind of dip down, or any time that you're going in your reels, and chop those out, and it should eliminate the dead air or the dead space. Strategy number 11 for increasing your reels views very much relates to number 9 and number 10, but it's just generally to have quick cuts. Some people call it the 2-second rule, the 3-second rule, the 4-second rule, but 4 seconds is the most I would go here. And this is a general rule or recommendation that comes from the world of TV and cinema. And that is that if you have a single clip that lasts for more than 4 seconds without any change, without any sort of cut, transition, effect, B-roll, or change in the closed captions on the screen, that's an opportunity for people to lose interest. Studies have shown that we humans have a smaller attention span than goldfish, which means that if you are having us watch a video for more than 7 seconds without any sort of change or dynamic cut or transition, we're very likely to get bored and keep scrolling. So keep our goldfish brain intact, keep our attention on your video by having some sort of cut, change, transition, effect, something like that, every 3 to 4 seconds at least. Tip number 12 for increasing your Reels views is to have variety in the presentation of your Reels. It can be very tempting as content creators to film in the same spot, to film in the same style, with the same tone of voice, with the same background. And I know myself personally, I even fall into this trap sometimes. Oftentimes I film my Reels right here with this mic, with this background, wearing a camp collar shirt like I am right now. And unfortunately, if your reels are too consistent in terms of visual quality, or if you sound the same in every single one of your reels, or if they look the exact same in terms of background and style, that can start to get a little bit boring for your audience. There's that old cliche saying, variety is the spice of life. And I like to say, yes, variety is the spice of life, but it's also the price of attention on your social media content. If all of your posts start to look, feel, and sound the exact same, they can oftentimes become boring or become white noise to your audience. So change it up. Change up what you're wearing. Change up your tone of voice. Change up your background. Record in a new setting. Go to a different room or area in your home, and that should hopefully help people stay engaged and thus increase the views on your reels. Strategy number 13 is text post reels. Now, we know that reels oftentimes are videos. They're dynamic. They're you talking to the camera or lip syncing or doing some dance. But having a 3 or 4 second long reel with a very simple audio in the background that has maybe a paragraph or two of text on the screen can be a great way to gamify the algorithm, hack the system a little bit, and increase your Reels views. Because essentially, what's going to be going on here is people are going to be reading that text, that 1 or 2 paragraphs of engaging text. Maybe you're telling a story or giving a tip or giving some sort of reminder or motivational speech, something, and people, they're reading through it. But what's actually going on is the reel is playing from start to finish 2 or 3 or 4 times, continuously looping as someone is reading that text on the screen. A very common form of viral reel on Instagram is essentially a B-roll clip in the background, just some random clip of you working at your desk or doing yoga or rock climbing or whatever it is that you do in your niche and industry, and then some text over the screen, or I should say quite a bit of text over the screen. The video is really short. It loops over and over again. The viewer is busy reading the text, not even realizing that the reel has started and finished multiple times now. And thus, that's a great form of engagement in the algorithm's eyes, and the Instagram algorithm will show you to more people. The name for strategy number 14 comes from one of our Insta Club Hub students, and she named it the mini skirt rule. And the mini skirt rule pertains to the length of your reels. She said that just like a mini skirt, your reels should be short enough to grab people's attention, but still long enough to cover what needs to be covered. So rather than saying, hey, your reel should be 7 seconds, or it should be 45 seconds, or it should be 12 seconds, and giving you some blanket uniform statement to stick to, instead, just follow this general rule that your reels need to be long enough to cover whatever it is that you wanted to cover or address or teach or share, but still short enough to grab attention. Basically, eliminate redundancy and be as concise as possible in communicating whatever it is that you want to communicate. Tip number 15 is to incorporate color psychology into your reels. Different colors can elicit different subconscious and emotional responses in your viewers. For example, the color blue has been shown to promote trust. The color green has been shown to promote action. The color red in your reels has been shown to promote grabbing people's attention and getting them to stop their scroll. So use these colors strategically. You have your call to action be a different color than your hook. Have certain keywords in your reels stand out with different colors, and it can be a great way to grab or hold your audience's attention. Tip number 16 for increasing your reels views is specifically for those of you who are doing direct-to-camera talking style videos, which according to a recent poll of my audience, represents about 30 to 40% of you. 30 to 40% of my followers said that the number one primary kind of reel they post is a talking head direct-to-camera style video. My tip here is to include B-roll in those reels. B-roll is essentially a secondary clip, a clip that oftentimes will play over top of you talking. Think about when you're watching a news story on the nightly news. You don't just watch the news anchor staring at the camera speaking the entire time. Oftentimes, the news anchor will introduce the story, they'll start talking, but then you'll start seeing cuts of different pre-recorded footage and videos that were recorded at the scene of the car crash or, you know, at the local elementary school that just opened up, and that actively keeps you engaged. So you're not just engaged by the words being spoken, but also by the visual that are being presented. Include this B-roll and remember to stick to the rule of 2 or 3 or 4 seconds as well. Tip number 17 for increasing your Reels views is to trend spot over on TikTok. Trends oftentimes originate on TikTok before making their way over to Instagram Reels. So spend some time on TikTok looking for trends. You could follow some of those TikTok accounts that specifically post about the latest trends and the latest trending audios, or you could just scroll through your TikTok For You page, and if you start to hear the same audio over and over again, or you start to see the same meme show up over and over again, or the same joke, or the same whatever style of video, then you might have a clue that that is trending on TikTok, and thus likely going to be trending on Instagram in the next few days or weeks. Like I said, they start on TikTok, and then they work their way over to Instagram. So by spotting the trend on TikTok, and being one of the first people to use it or one of the original users or creators who does this trend on Instagram, you can then kind of be the trendsetter on Instagram and increase your views or your engagement on that clip. Tip number 18 for increasing your Reels views is creating looping videos. Now, this is something that is relatively hard to just explain in words, but essentially what you're going to do, the easiest way I've found to create looping videos is to record your call to action followed by your hook in one clip, kind of one sentence that is your call to action and then your hook. And then in the editing phase, you're gonna chop off that video, chop it right in the middle between the call to action and the hook, take the hook, put it back at the front of the timeline, and then it will create a seamless transition as the video ends with the call to action, seamlessly looping back to your hook. Now, again, that's a little bit more of an advanced strategy, and I do have a specific tutorial for that inside the Insta Club Hub where I can kind of show you how to do this and show you what the timeline will look like and walk you through in more depth and detail how to make a looping video. We even provide scripts for looping videos in the Insta Club Hub, but looping reels, looping videos in general are a great way to increase your views because your viewer might not even realize that they've watched the video more than once, but in doing so, they increase your algorithm rank and then you will be shown to more people. Tip number 19 for increasing your Reels views is to incorporate SEO into your Reels. Hashtags, yes, fall into the category of SEO. Hashtags, while they aren't as effective as they were in 2016, 2017, they can still be beneficial and help you get more views. So adding a few hashtags that specifically relate to your content can be a way to reach new people. But more strategically than that would be adding text on the screen, adding text in your closed captions, or adding text in your caption below the video that includes keywords that are searchable, that allow the algorithm to more easily figure out what your video is about and thus show it to the right people. And yes, the Instagram algorithm is smart enough to tell, what do the closed captions say? What are you saying in the video? What does all the text on the screen say? What's in your caption? What's in your comments? What are your hashtags? It can look at all of that to help figure out what your reel is about and thus improve your SEO or search engine optimization on Instagram. And last but not least, in fact, I should probably say last but most, tip number 20 is to use what is being called the Pygmalion effect, or to edit your reels in Vox style. Now, what was popular in 2020 through mid-2022 was dancing, short, lip-sync, trending audio reels. Then we kind of transitioned into what's called the Alex Hormozi style reels, where you're talking directly to the camera and there's some big, bold, closed captions across the screen. And that was what was popular for most of the last 365 days. Now we're starting to move into a space where people demand a higher quality. They have higher expectations. Think about it. There's more competition. There's more reels that we've all consumed. There's more videos that we've all watched. There's more videos that we've all made. And so our expectation for what's going to grab our attention and what really qualifies as a great high quality reel, it continues to improve. Our bar continues to be raised. And so this specific effect or style is essentially a style that has a lot going on. It's a style that has closed captions, and it has B-roll, and it has graphics, and it has a lot of complex editing. Now, again, this is something that if you're someone who's brand new to Reels, this is something you probably shouldn't even shoot for. This is a style of editing that is probably unattainable and would take you hours and hours and hours and so much frustration and headache that don't even worry about it. Either hire a professional editor to create this style for you, or just know that eventually you'll figure this out and eventually you'll get to the level of quality that you can create this style reel. But if you're someone who's watching and you're not really having success anymore with trending audios, with lip syncs, with the kind of B-roll text on screen reels, or even with the direct-to-camera talking head reels like we see so often, this might be a style that you might want to emulate or you might want to try to create yourself. It is more labor intensive. It is more advanced. It does require more time, energy, creativity, and effort. But of course, that is what people are looking for. People are looking for that creativity. People are looking for that kind of effort, that kind of quality in order to really stand out and grab their attention. Thank you so much for listening today. If you haven't already, if you found this valuable or educational, please give a thumbs up and consider subscribing for more content. Every single week, we release at least two of these where we are sharing advice, tips, strategies, and recommendations about not just how to grow your following, but how to make money and build your business online. Thank you so much for listening. And if you want to call in and leave a question, just visit speakpipe.com/buildyourtribe, and you can call in and leave us a question to possibly be answered or addressed on one of our upcoming episodes. But again, thank you so much for listening, and as always, happy networking.